In this budget season, New Jersey's new governor and the Senate president are at odds on how to raise more money for the state and how to divvy up funding for public schools. Chesterfield is a small town with lush horse farms in Burlington County, and it's been the most shortchanged by the state in the current proposed budget. As Karen Rouse reports for WHYY, that dubious distinction has galvanized parents and school officials who are now dogging the governor and legislators in Trenton to give public schools more money.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair.
At an assembly budget hearing in Trenton, Chesterfield parent Andrea Katz didn't waste time telling legislators what she thought of Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's education spending plan.
The preliminary aid numbers released by Governor Murphy's administration are an insult.
Katz is a leader of the Fair Funding Action Committee, which is made up of parents and officials from school districts in South Jersey. Chesterfield, by the state's calculations, is due $4 million for schools next year. Under Murphy's plan, it would get less than a quarter, $850,000.
I thought that after 8 years of Governor Christie, Governor Murphy would be a breath of fresh air. I was hoping that Governor Murphy would stand by his own words and provide...
On the campaign trail, Murphy was adamant. Kids in the state's nearly 600 school districts deserved the state's full financial support.
If we're not funding our kids' education in the state, what good is government? So we want to turn that on its head. We want to find the resources that we're going to need to find to fund fully public education in the state of New Jersey.
The state Supreme Court approved a funding formula a decade ago that takes into account four factors for each school district: the average income of residents, property values, the number of kids with special needs, and population shifts. During his campaign, Murphy promised to honor the formula, and that was what Chesterfield and hundreds of other similar districts longed to hear after 8 years of Republican Governor Chris Christie. He ignored the formula and essentially kept districts on a fixed income. Now in office, Murphy is finding out how difficult it is to make up years of underfunding. About two-thirds of all the districts in the state are getting less than what they're supposed to get under the formula because there's not enough money.
Our budget envisions a four-year ramping up to fully fund the formula.
But it's not just funding the formula that has people upset. There are a couple of other problems. First, there is what's known as the cap. The court mandated that districts can't increase their funding more than 20% per year. That means that Chesterfield, already millions of dollars behind, will have a hard time catching up. The other problem is that the percentage of the full formula that each district is due also varies. Hackensack gets 40% of the formula, while South Brunswick gets nearly 100%. That's largely because some districts lost students while others saw a spike in population over the last 10 years.
Something that I've been working on for
Senate President
years,
Stephen Sweeney, who has become a thorn in Murphy's side, unveiled a plan he says will level the playing field across districts.
Actually, the injustice where you have two classes of kids, the haves and the have-nots.
Sweeney's plan attempts to share the pain equally, instead of having some districts getting more, some getting less, and some getting 100%.
We bring every district up to 56 or 58%. You know, when you hear about the Chesterfields at 20% and the Kingsways at 45%, every single school district will be at least funded at 58%.
Murphy has yet to comment on it, but Chesterfield Superintendent Scott Haino has been advocating for something similar. Before I visited Chesterfield, Haino warned me that Chesterfield is a pretty nice-looking school, and he was right. I've been to barren schools in dilapidated communities. Chesterfield is pristine. Lush farms and mini colonial homes with American flags planted on front porches. The school is 7 years old, new and bright.
You're right, it is a nice school.
From the outside looking in, you're going to think, you know, what do these kids need more than what they already have? There's no doubt about that.
This is a picture of her with her teacher, Ann Sullivan, and that water pump.
He takes me into the library where the students are learning about Helen Keller. Their teacher shows them the book.
It's just a water pump.
Oh,
luckily, we don't have to use these anymore.
It's just water,
you get your water from a faucet.
The library is bright, spacious, and welcoming. But Haino says it's one of the areas hurt by the lack of funding.
Even as you look over here, we have some bare shelves. But a library could have anywhere, you know, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 every year where you're trying to replenish books. Last year, we didn't do any.
And he says there are other areas. He needs a second guidance counselor, a special education teacher, and an assistant principal. Danielle Ferry is a researcher with the Education Law Center in Newark. They advocate for full school funding for public schools, particularly those with low-income and at-risk students. She said Chesterfield may be getting the lowest percentage of their state share compared to other districts, but other school districts are worse off when the high-need students are factored in, like those in poverty, with disabilities, or have limited English-speaking ability. The extra money makes sure kids have teachers and support staff and other services. Ferry has calculated the per-pupil spending based on those needs. In Chesterfield, students are underfunded by $1,300.
In the scheme of things, that's not that bad.
Because in Patterson, it's $4,700, and in Bayonne, it's $6,200. Chesterfield's problem began a few years before the formula was approved by the Supreme Court. It was mostly a large farming town, but in 2006, construction began on a planned housing subdivision in one corner of town. Andrea Katz of the Fair Funding Action Committee said it helped prevent sprawl. But it also tripled the school population. It now has 780 kids.
It was great, but now we're dealing with this growth that came online very, very quickly, and it's causing this problem in the school district because we didn't anticipate the state not keeping up with their obligations.
And that means the school's funding problems have fallen on the town. New Jersey funds public schools from two main sources, property taxes and state aid. When the state falls short, taxpayers like Katz, who is also a town committee woman, carry the load.
My house is pretty average, and we pay between $12,000 and $13,000 a year in taxes. And the majority of it goes to the school.
That will likely continue unless legislators and Governor Murphy can reach an agreement in Trenton before the June 30th deadline. For WHYY, I'm Karen Rouse.